You know that thing when you're shopping online and you open up a bunch of different products and different tabs because you're trying to figure out which thing you're going to get. Maybe you're comparing. Maybe, you know, if you're shopping for clothes, you might open up a couple different articles of clothing in different tabs and you go back and forth. You close this one, add this one to cart, close that one. If you're anything like me, sometimes you close all the windows and then have to open up a new window to that store to go back to your shopping cart. So I was looking for some new shoes, some new treadmill desk shoes. Here's what happened.
Your daily Lex.
Years ago, I'm talking probably 18 years ago, when I switched to a treadmill desk, when I switched to a standing desk and then a treadmill desk, you know, first couple days I was in bare feet and that hurt. Then I was in regular shoes. And then they still wasn't doing great for my feet. So I learned about MBT. And I bought some different pairs of MBT shoes. I didn't just buy one pair of MBT shoes because one of the things that I read about was that, you know, shoes take a beating when you walk in them all day, and giving them a day to recover in between wearing them is good. So I got a few pairs and I would switch amongst them. So I've had those for many, many years. I had a couple of pairs down by the basement treadmill, and I had one pair that has just lived up here in the office. And so when I went back to the treadmill desk recently, I was using those old MBT shoes. But I was only using one pair, the one that was up here. So I grabbed some from the basement, started walking them on this very treadmill that I'm walking on right now. And they started disintegrating. So the one that had been up here, a sandal-based pair actually, did great. But some sneaker-style ones that I had literally started falling apart on the treadmill, like dematerializing, vanishing under my feet, if you will. And that's not the ideal way for shoes to operate. So I wrote to MBT and I'm like, hey, this sucked. And is this expected? And they're like, hey, we now own MBT and previously somebody else owned MBT. And sometimes they used a glue that would not be good. So you're way past warranty, but we'll give you 30% off a new purchase if you want. And I was like, sure. Okay, fine. So I browsed MBT's site and I looked at different shoes and saw some. And I remember they run a tiny bit small. I think they even say so on their website. So I was looking for ones that I thought could slip on and off easily, because sometimes you got to take them off in a hurry. If I have to go outside, I don't wear my treadmill shoes outside because they're just for the inside treadmill. And found a couple different ones, put them in my cart, checked out. Did not notice until I unboxed them that I ended up ordering two pairs of the same shoes, which is fine. I like it. My idea was to get different pairs so I could, you know, easily switch among them with the one that I already have and these two new ones, except now I have two identical pairs. And I could return one and then order a new pair. But I was thinking, it doesn't really matter. Like, I don't care about the different styles or anything. It's just wanting to be able to rotate. So I have to simply mark one of the pairs that's identical to another pair so I can tell them apart and keep them in a healthy rotation. I'm thinking just a permanent marker inside the tongue of the shoe or something. But it was so funny to me when I unboxed the second one, because immediately my thought was, did I screw up? Nah, they must have screwed up. They accidentally grabbed two pairs of the same shoes. Let me check my order confirmation. And indeed, the same shoe listed twice. Good stuff. So anyway, I now own a total of three pairs of MBT shoes, but only two unique pairs of MBT shoes. That's just math. My Super Bowl party is about a week and a half away. And I'm still waiting for a handful of RSVPs. I had already done the thing where you go on Evite and you say, hey, email all the people who still haven't replied yet. And that motivated zero incremental responses. So then it was a job of Lauren and me each needing to text some folks who hadn't responded, most of whom have now RSVP'd. I think I still have two holdouts who are both Lauren people and for whom she is responsible. Only then can I order food knowing definitively how many attendees I will have. I like ordering food for parties. Now, I'm down 23 or so pounds since I started working with a trainer back in November. And I'm going to order a bunch of food for the Super Bowl. I can't swear I'm going to eat a bunch of food at the Super Bowl, but I am going to build towards it as a day I have a little bit of extra advantage. So, an extra advantage, by which I mean ability to eat more things. We'll see. Anyway, that's all I got. Hope your Wednesday, January 29th is going as well as can be hoped in today's world. Which is to say, probably not that well, but we still got to find things to be happy about.
Lex.